Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. If you are someone who always goes out of their way to help other people, or you're someone who struggles to say no for fear of letting people down, that you overthink or worry about what other people might think and how they're feeling, etc., then this episode is for you. Okay, the reason I'm doing this episode is it's come up quite a lot with clients that I'm working with, those who strive to please other people. You know, that negative term, people pleaser, which I don't necessarily like using, and who never really put themselves first, okay? I'm sure you've heard the saying that, you know, we need to put ourselves first in terms of, think about being on an aeroplane. If that aircraft was to come into difficulty, you put your mask on first, because you can't help anyone if you can't breathe yourself. So if you take that and apply that to your current reality now, what does that look like for you? Are you putting your mask on first? Because what tends to happen, and imagine this is a triangle and the flat bit is on the bottom. What tends to happen is that the people that we give our energy to first, the biggest bit at the bottom, would be either work, or then maybe kids, or the opposite way around, and then it might be your partner, and then it might be your friendship group. And the amount that you give to everyone kind of steadily decreases, because the triangle's going up and, you know, towards the point. So the amount of energy that you've got to give everything else gets less. So then you've got your partner, you've got friends, then you've got life admin stuff, you know, all that stuff that still needs to be done, whether it's just booking haircuts or car MOT or sorting bills out. And then lastly, there's you, and you're at that kind of tip of the point where there's not much left to give you, and you're exhausted, and you don't get time to do that kind of personal development or self-love or mindfulness. God, sometimes they sound like ugly words now, don't they? Because they use so much. But you know what I mean, in terms of, you know, giving yourself some time. You know, that definitely comes up for my clients when we go through what they would like more of. And some of them just want a moment to themselves, but they very rarely prioritize that. So if we look at prioritizing in a different way, so remember, going back to putting the mask on you first, and we flip that triangle, so the point is at the bottom, okay, and everything is at the top, and you now give to you first, and you have so much more energy to give yourself, you've got more time to give yourself. If you do that, then what you then give to others is more meaningful. If you are in a good place, then the energy and the attitude even, because if we're exhausted and we're tired, how does that come across when you're trying to sort the tea out or speak to the kids? Versus if you've had a really good day and how you can then give that energy off, it's a different energy, it's a positive energy. You will give that to your work colleagues. You will give that to your husband. You will give or partner. You will give that to your kids. And you'll make time for friendships as well. And then obviously, you know, maybe the last thing is just that life admin stuff. So once you kind of figure out, well, if I give to me first, and then I've got all the other things that I can then give to, and we know that's more fruitful for everyone involved, then I want you to really think about, what does that look like? Because you might be listening to this and thinking, Jude, like, I've barely got time to listen to this podcast. How on earth am I going to carve out time for me? And what I would say is, especially for clients who come to see me,
they manage to carve out that hour in the week to come and see me. They prioritize that. So if I asked you to, if your life depended on it, you could figure out how you could prioritize some time for you. Okay, there is always a little gap. Okay, so my little gap, well, first of all, I bring the dog to work. So I get the dog in the office. So my time's probably, if I take the dog on a walk to the little park around the corner, that gives me a good kind of 20 minutes. When else do I have time for me? I would say on a night time, once the little one's in bed and the eldest is doing her homework, then I carve out about 20, 40 minutes for me. Either I'm catching up on work, which I know doesn't sound like time for me, but that actually makes me feel good because I know like it's energizing me because I think, oh God, well, at least if I get that done and off the list, I'll feel so much better. I'm not saying that's right for everyone. That's just I choose what to do with those 40 minutes. So maybe that I do a little bit of work and then that's off my head. So then I give more time to my daughter afterwards. Or I go on the trampoline, I've got a little rebounder, it's not little, it's ridiculous, it takes a far too much space in my sitting room. Trampoline, it's called Bellicon, it's amazing, Google them if you haven't already. And I watch crap on the TV and I do a 20-25 minute workout and I love it. And now the light and nights are here, I may turn that into a run as long as it's not too cold. I'll probably turn that into a lovely little run for myself. You know, if I can't do that for whatever reason, then Saturday mornings are good for me. My husband starts a little bit later. He doesn't need to leave the house as early for work because of the traffic. So we've got an extra half hour to play with. And that half hour means I can go for a run in the morning if I want to. I could sneak off upstairs and do some meditation if I want to. There is always space to carve out time. You know, it could be going to bed earlier. But the point here is, it's about what you're prioritizing, isn't it? What are you prioritizing above yourself? That you could easily, if you were to sit down and just, I know sometimes with clients I do this, I can print off on my Mac computer, I can print off a weekly schedule, like a blank one, and we'll start to kind of figure out what needs to go in, what could be removed, what could be moved over, what actually doesn't need doing. And we start to rejig the weekly schedule so we can add in some prioritizing time. I've got a client who chooses to take the kids to school and then afterwards he'll go for a walk before he goes back to his desk. So mentally and physically, he's had time for himself. And there's loads of versions of that. You know, some of you are now working from home permanently. You've saved time on your commute, so what are you doing with that time? There is always some time you can carve out for you. But what you do with that is key as well, because you might not want to go on a trampoline. That might sound absolutely horrific for you. Actually, I'm really good at it because at least twice a month I prioritize having a massage. And it's amazing. It's a proper little treat. And in the past, those little treats probably would have been once a year. So now that I can manage my own time and my business, I actually prioritize it twice a month, which is just the best. And I've got a lovely massage place down the street from me. So I can literally carve it out. Before I've got to go and pick the kids up, I can dive in and get the best 60-minute massage. Shout out to my friend Kelly who recommended this place to me. Gotta love a recommendation. They are the best. They literally climb on your back and they're getting their knees and their elbows into all of those muscles that are aching and tired. You genuinely feel like you've had a steamroll. And I bumped into two of the girls who work in my building and they had discovered it a while ago and I was asking them about it and we all said, oh my God, I thought I was going to cry when I came out. Not with pain, just with relief because it felt so good afterwards. You feel like a weight's been lifted after doing that. So what else do you need to prioritize? And two of my clients, husband and wife, you know who you are if you're listening, used to prioritize having a spa day every so often. And for whatever reason, they've not been able to do that. So they are doing little kind of date things that they're penciling in on a, I think it's a bi-weekly basis or even a monthly basis. I can't remember. But maybe they just carve out a little date day that is separate from the kids, separate from work. And they just go into town and have a lovely little bite to eat. And just those moments are key as well. But again, if you don't put them in the diary, you won't do it. My sister got me a very generous gift at a stay at a hotel with a spa for my birthday. So we've booked that in and that's going to be a week on Sunday. And I'm really looking forward to that. But I mean, that had to be booked in because it was a voucher. So maybe I wouldn't have done it had I have not got the voucher. So when you finish listening to this podcast, I want you to take a moment and bear in mind, these things do not have to cost money. Okay, like it is free to go for a run. It is free to meditate. It is free to just take some time out to go in the bath and read a book. It's just those moments that you need to recharge and think about, what is it that's going to make me feel good? What is it that's going to make me feel energized? What is it that's going to give me energy to give to others? And then you maybe want to think about, at the very start of this, I said, this is for you if you feel like you need to people please other people. You need to think, when you say yes to somebody, what are you saying no to that's for you? Because there's plenty of people who might let you down that you would never think, oh God, they're a proper letdown, aren't they? You might just think, oh, they're busy, it's fine. So you're probably overthinking how much you need to do for people, where in turn, they might not be thinking anything. Have a little moment to ponder on that as well. When you are saying yes to something, what are you saying no to? And when you say no to something, what does that mean you can say yes to? Now, have the best week, whatever you're doing. And fingers crossed, after listening to this, you will make sure you carve out some time for you to rejuvenate and re-energize. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.